doing another Audio Boo. I haven't done one of these in a little while. It's I love Audio Boo. I think this is a great platform, but I don't think a lot of people really listen to mine. So if you are listening to mine, thanks. I was thinking lately, and this is an idea that I've had for a while. I was thinking more lately about my concept for a virtual movie studio. Everybody talks about the technology really changing the way movies are made and TV is made and, you know, changing who has access to that sort of thing. You know, how do you distribute? I mean, now it's possible, if you make a video that's even kind of interesting, it's possible to get, you know, several thousand hits right away. And obviously that changes the dynamic a little bit. And you got a lot of filmmakers that come down on both sides of the issue. Some people think that, you know, everybody having a 1080p camera, you know, everybody with a Canon T2i or a, you know, a Nikon, a decent Nikon, you know, that can shoot video. There's a lot of filmmakers, sort of traditionalists, that feel that it's really muddying the waters and sort of lowering standards. And you got a lot of filmmakers that love it too. You got a lot of filmmakers that tell you, no, this is, you know, new voices and new ideas and et cetera. But it always sort of centers around the technology. Everybody talking about how the technology is changing things, and I think that's a big part of it. But I'm pretty optimistic, and here's why. I think this is something that isn't really mentioned very much. And it's that, sure, there's the technology is changing who has access and who can do it. But I think also that as interest has gotten, you know, more and more, you know, frenetic over the years in making your own stories, making your own films and videos. And I think the first examples of these that really are going to illustrate my point were the sort of fan films, you know, Star Wars and Star Trek fan films and Doctor Who and that sort of thing that just really proliferated, you know, starting around the year 2000 in particular. I mean, there was before that, certainly, a long time before that. But the fan film thing really started taking off around 2000 and after. So you do have a lot of the technology that's playing its part. But I think as you have more of this interest, I think that what is really going to surprise a lot of people, and what is surprising people the more they observe it, is that there is a lot of really good quality stuff out there being made by people that you wouldn't really reasonably expect to be making good quality stuff. There are really new perspectives and new ideas that people that don't have much besides a cell phone camera are capable of bringing a whole different way of looking at something to the table. Even technically, you know, I don't mean, you know, simply the concept, but I mean even from a technical point of view, you can do a lot of things with a little tiny cell phone camera that you just can't do with a large Sony, you know, high definition, or, you know, much less a traditional 35mm movie camera. It's certainly not always great. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's let's face it, everything's a mixed bag, but I think that as these different talents that are out there, the sort of different strata of level of ability and all that begins to come together, I believe my idea of this virtual movie studio, you know, a virtual studio, a network of people that are capable of doing collectively the same thing a traditional movie studio is today, I believe once that really begins to sort of coalesce, it's going to be an interesting time for filmmaking, and hopefully you're going to see what you're not seeing so much in the actual theaters at the moment, which is art. You're going to see a lot more art, a lot more of serious things to say, and I'm looking forward to that time.